apparently there's some busybody on the line ready to tell me off. The Alliance MLA, Chris Little, is that busybody. Good morning to you, Mr. Little.
Morning, Mr. Nolan.
Good morning, good morning. Well, this is after we've been running this story about Banbridge District Council's monthly bin collections, and I've been getting grief about me not recycling.
Well, Mr. Nolan, if I could start by extending my thoughts and good wishes to everybody that's been involved in that incident in Omagh this morning. I think that's the type of public service broadcasting that we're used to from you. That's a positive contribution. But I think last week you did a disservice to the people of Northern Ireland when you were covering recycling. You made it sound like a grand imposition to so much as rinse a container before you put it in a recycling bin. And I think all your listeners who are happily recycling, the councils that are working hard to save us money on our rates by recycling, and innovative local businesses that are creating jobs through recycling and innovative solutions to recycling, you've done a real disservice to them. And you've had a lot of positive change recently in your lifestyle, and I would like to think that's more than just prawn cocktail crisp packets and curly whirly wrappers that you have to sort out these days. So I think it's time you make a positive attitude change towards recycling as well.
So you're giving me I was going to say you're giving me a spanking. I wouldn't impose that on you. So you're giving me a slap here for saying that I could not be bothered in my life getting up in the mornings and thinking, right, let's wash out my pots, my dirt, my crisp packets, my yogurt pots. Like, what type of planet are you on when you get up in the morning and this is what you want to do? Maybe you don't do it. Maybe you've got someone to do it for you, being a very well-paid MLA.
Well, I was about to say, I know that you have people to do mostly everything for you, Mr.
Yes.
Nolan, but this is a very light contribution to make in order to recycle properly. I think what you need to do is use your upcoming TV show to join one of our local recycling enterprises.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Well,
no.
You'll see how straightforward it is. You'll see the positive contribution that's being made on our environment to save money in our pockets and to create local jobs as well. I think you'd be surprised how straightforward it is.
Yes,
and as I say, you've made,
Chris,
other positive changes. I think you should step up on this one too.
Chris, when we pay our rates, are we not paying other people to wash our dirt? I can't believe I'm even saying this. To wash our dirt for us.
Well, like I say, I think you're doing a real disservice to most people across Northern Ireland who don't even have a second thought to a simple, straightforward effort in order to save themselves money and make a positive
for those people that are getting up in the morning, putting the fairy liquid into the sink, and rather than going out and, I don't know, enjoying themselves, going to the gym, going shopping, having a laugh, they're standing there and they're washing their dirt, should they not get a rates rebate?
Well, as I say, that making that type of contribution does ensure that we can keep rates low and that we can redirect resources.
Rates aren't low. Who says rates are low? And are they any lower than they were?
Keep them sustained and to redirect those resources to better service. My understanding costs each bin lorry sent to landfill around £1,000. That's money that we could be redirecting elsewhere. I think you've got a golden opportunity with your excellent television show coming up to get in there and to join one of our local recycling teams. Well, you've done it before. I understand that you've joined our bin operatives previously. I think you need to go a step further and you need to see the impact that failing to recycle has in our environment, and you need to see the positive contribution that's being made in organisations like Bryson Recycling. They're creating jobs across Northern Ireland, turning recycled products into goods for people.
It wouldn't be right for me to say that people should not recycle. That is not what I'm doing. I am simply raising the question, if there really are these huge swathes of people in Northern Ireland that are happy in their busy lives washing dirt. No, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, look, we think about the fines that we get from Europe if we don't meet our recycling targets.
Absolutely.
But is there no council washing machine that could wash the dirt for us?
I think you're embarrassing yourself here.
Why?
Making out that this is a real effort. You're right. We've now got 45% recycling rates across Northern Ireland, but we've got to get to 50 by 2020. So I think you're showing yourself up here, and you need to make a positive contribution to this debate on your upcoming TV show.
No.
How easy it is, and the amazing work that's being done by people across Northern Ireland.
Stop trying to edge your way onto my television show. It's not happening.
You don't need to take me. We've got a Minister for the Environment who should be held to account in relation to this issue, and who's doing positive work. Councils, businesses, don't sell all those people short as well. I think you've got a really good opportunity to showcase a positive issue here and make a positive contribution.
Mr. Little, thank you very much. Good morning to you.